B-Pod Studios.
But right now, let's go to the man who's apparently going to share an adventure on Saturday. That I have no idea how it's going to go. But let's bring him in. He, of course, is NBC Sports, is a wonderful sports commentator and reporter, and NBC 10 as well. John Clark on the Comcast Business Hotline. All right, John, what's the agenda? What's the itinerary?
Ready for a little road trip?
Yes, I've been updating the audience on our trip on Saturdays. Go see Jason Starr conduction in the Hall of Fame. And I left it with you to find some accommodation. So what's the latest?
Yeah, thanks for all your help, by the way.
Well, I mean, I thought you, last week you told me you were going to use your connections.
All right, right now we got a Super 8 motel about 30 miles south of Cooperstown. I mean, it's like a Penn State football weekend. You can't find hotels anywhere.
I know.
And Jason was updating me. He's like, there were two cancellations at a hotel yesterday, but that's like 40 miles northeast. We don't want to do that. You want to be on the way home.
Okay.
So we got two beds.
Okay.
You know, and all we're going to do is crash there. Now, I can get you your separate room. I can definitely do that for you.
Yeah, if you could do that, yeah, I would appreciate that. I don't know if I want a room share. You know what I'm saying? I like to be in my own little room.
I know. It ain't college. I understand.
Yeah. That'd be great. So tell me about, like, what time do we have to be up there? What time do we have to leave on Saturday?
Well, it's probably like leave at 10 a.m. It's probably going to take 4 hours. And Jason's speech is at 4:30.
Okay.
And then, of course, after that, you have, posthumously Roy Halladay going in.
Okay.
And then there's a nice get together for the Hall of Famers afterwards that we're going to go to. So
very nice. All right, that's nice. So yeah, I didn't know what time we would have to leave. So if we left at 9 o'clock, we check into the hotel, we go up to Cooperstown. Right? Yeah. Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, pretty much. If we can make it up there, and we we can stand each other in the 4 hour car ride, arguing over music or something.
No, you'll be playing Springsteen. It's you're driving, right?
A little Pearl Jam.
All right. Okay. So I'll hook up. I'll give you a call tonight. We'll iron out the details. So Neris just gave up a home run. It's now 7-6, and he is pitching to Justin Turner. I got to ask you about the Phillies right now and that 16-2 game, which I thought was an all time low. What is your opinion on what's going on here with this team?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think they're a playoff team right now. I'm talking about wild card too. I mean, you've got seven relievers on the injured list. They've got all kinds of young relievers in there who aren't ready, and you're starting pitching. I mean, who do you rely on other than Aaron Nola and possibly Zach Eflin?
Mm-hmm.
You can't rely on anybody. I think the lineup is going to be coming around a little bit more. You've seen Harper heating up. And I think he's going to be a second half guy like he was last year. He hit 300 in the second half last year. I just don't think the pitching is there, and they've had too many injuries in the bullpen. So the only way to save this team and keep this team in contention is for Matt Klentak to get a starting pitcher or two, really, to be honest with you.
Should still do that, even though it looks pretty bleak when you look at overall, it looks pretty bleak for their playoff hopes. You still think they should be active?
But you know what? If you can get a starting pitcher, because you're going to need him for next year, if you can get a starting pitcher that you have under control for a couple years,
mm-hmm.
I would give up somebody, a prospect or two, because you need to have starting pitching next year. Where is it going to come from?
Yeah. Yeah, I got
you.
You
need it.
Okay. All right. Now let's look at the Eagles, because big anticipation next week. People report training camp is coming up. What is your excitement level? What are you seeing?
Well, first of all, you know this week is the crucial week for the Phillies. This was the week they have to get everybody to hang on, because you start to hear more Eagles chants, of course.
Yes, the Phillies have closed out the game, by the way. They have won 7-6 as Justin Turner flew out the right, so Neris gets a save.
Oh, Hector Neris exercising some of those Dodger demons, huh?
Yeah, except he gave up a home run, but that's all right.
This is set up to be an amazing fall and winter in this city. You've got two teams, the Eagles and the Sixers, who could possibly both compete for a championship. Now, at least make it to the championship and play for a championship. And that's pretty amazing. And look, I think this Eagles team is so stacked at every position. Now, I'm a little tiny bit worried about the depth at defensive end, but I think the defensive tackles will get the pressure. Every other spot, I think they're good to go, and I think it all depends on Carson Wentz coming back and being healthy and being the quarterback that he was. And I think he's in a great mental spot from what everybody says right now, physically and mentally.
Does this look like a 12-win team to you? A lot of people are saying 12. A lot of experts, including Ron Jaworski, said 12 last week.
Hey, look, I absolutely think so. I mean, if you think about the last, I think it's the last, is it the last 6 weeks of the season? I believe they only get on a plane once, and that's to Miami, which is not a bad plane trip. That's the only time they get on a plane. And I think if they can be, let's say, 6-5 or 6-4 or something like that, I think they can get to 12 wins, because I think they're going to roll towards the end of their schedule. I really do.
All right. That sounds good. Listen, I'm excited about both those teams as well. I can't wait for the football season to start and then for the basketball season to start. So the only question about the basketball season is the Ben Simmons question. Now, what we know is he bails out of the FIBA and he's still working on the jump shot or whatever. What do you see Ben as coming back? What kind of a player will he be?
Look, I got to be honest. I mean, you see him in shoot-arounds, and you see him pre-game in warm-ups, and he shoots the ball. But in games, I don't know whether it's being fearful of shooting the ball, but I think from everything that you've heard, Tobias Harris working out with him, you've heard other guys that are watching him train, and yes, not playing in the Gold Cup. I think that sends a message, and I've heard from Sixers people that he is really dedicated to getting that jump shot. He knows he needs that to take it to the next level. And he sees the way LeBron's game.
And you're buying into it that when he comes into this year, it's all going to be fixed.
And Mike, if Elton Brand is putting himself out there and saying he is going to shoot his jumper this year, I believe it.
Was it a good sign or a bad sign that he bails out of the Aussie team?
I think it's a great sign.
You
and
do.
I think what he said was great. He said he wants to be in the city of Philadelphia, doesn't want to be over there or in L.A. He wants to be here to get to know his new teammates, work out with them. And I think this was a humbling experience for both Ben and Joel. And I think you have to kind of be punched in the gut, knocked around a little bit. And I think they realized they were so close, they lost to the champions on a shot that bounced four times off the rim. And they know how close they are if they improve certain areas of their game and take it to the next level. And I think they are dedicated.
All right. Sounds good, man.
Yeah.
Now, last question for you. It's our Twitter poll today. Who is the most intriguing athlete in Philadelphia right now to you? And the candidates, obviously, are Simmons, Carson Wentz, Embiid, Bryce Harper, Carter Hart.
Most intriguing?
The most intriguing athlete in Philly.
Well, I got to tell you, I would have said Joel Embiid before. I mean, because we're living in a social media age, and everybody can't wait to see what Joel posts on social media. But I would say the whole thing with his jump shot, I would say Ben Simmons is right now the most intriguing athlete in this city, because we are all waiting to see that jump shot unveiled.
Well, I agree with you. And there's also another question that Tyron, is this your question for him? Do you agree that Lil Uzi Vert is the next Michael Jackson, which was said by, who said that today? Ronald Darby said that today. Lil Uzi Vert
absolutely
is the next Michael Jackson.
Absolutely not.
You say no?
Absolutely not. No way.
All right. Is Lil Uzi Vert the next Bruce Springsteen?
I'm going to hang up. This is absurd.
All right. I'll call you tonight.
You got it.
All right. There he is. Chuck Clark.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.